Hi, my name is Øystein Grauen, and I'm working on MySQL at Oracle. And today I will talk about hash join in MySQL 8.0. First, I will give an overview of what hash join is before I go into details of the hash join implementation in MySQL 8.0. Then I will discuss when it's beneficial to use hash join and what you need to do to take advantage of these benefits. So first, an introduction into hash join. So hash join is a method for performing the join of two tables. What I will describe here is often called classic hash join. Here we have an example with where we join the two tables orders and customers to find information about orders with a total price above half a million. Hash join has two phases, the build phase and the probe phase. In the build phase, we find the rows from the orders table that qualifies. We call this the build input. We put these rows into a hash table by applying a hash function to the join key. In the probe phase, we read from the customer table and apply the same hash function to its join key to find matches in the hash table. Any matches are added to the result. So one big advantage of hash join is that we only need to read each input once. Note that the hash table must fit in memory, so when we normally choose the smallest input as the build input. If the build input does not fit into memory, it is possible to split it and do multiple scans over the probe input. But as we since we'll see, there are more efficient ways. Hybrid hash join is an alternative to handle build input that is too large for the allocated memory. The build phase starts, as earlier described, by building a hash table from the build input. However, when the hash table is full, the rest of the build input is stored in a set of chunk files. A different hash function will be used to determine which chunk file a row is added to. In the probe phase, in addition to checking for matches in the hash table, all rows of the probe input will be added to another set of chunk files using the same hash function as was used when populating the build chunk files. After the probe input has been processed, one repeats the process for each pair of chunk files. That is, first a hash table is built from build input from chunk file number one, number zero, and probe with the content of the probe input chunk file number zero. Then the same is done for files numbered one and two, and so on, until all the files have been completed. So, MySQL has supported hash joins since MySQL 8.0.18. In earlier versions of MySQL, the only way to execute joins were so-called nested loops joins. In nested loop joins, we will, for each row of the left input, find all rows matching the rows in the right table before continuing with the same process for the next row of the left input. This can be very efficient when one can use an index to find matches. One will not need to read all the rows of the table, and there's relatively few matches per row. Nested loop joins is also not that well suited if I/O is needed to access the rows of the right table, since that will generate a lot of random I/O. In MySQL 8.0, both nested loop joins and hash join is supported. And both classic in-memory hash join and hybrid hash join has been implemented. How much memory we can use for the hash table is determined by the join buffer size variable. And for hybrid hash join, the max number of chunk files is 128. This means that a build chunk file may become larger than what the hash table can support. If that is the case, one will have to load the hash table in multiple steps for each build chunk file, and one will have to scan each probe chunk file multiple times. Note that hash join will usually only be selected automatically when no indexes are available for nested loop join. This means that in some cases, in order to force hash join to be used, we need to disable indexes, for example, by using the no index hint. When there are no indexes that can be used for nested loop join, hash join is much faster. Here we show what happens if you do not create any index at all for the queries of the TPCH benchmark. Many of the queries will then be more than 1,000 times faster with hash join than the nested loop join. However, hash join can also be faster than indexed nested loop join. For this simple query, where we vary the size of the build input, we see that if more than 30% of the queries of the rows from the orders table is selected, hash join will be faster than nested loop join. Note also that the performance of hash join in MySQL has been improved since it first was introduced. As we can see from this diagram, a new hash table implementation has improved both memory usage and efficiency of hash join. So when should we use hash join? As already mentioned, if indexes are not available, MySQL 8.0 will automatically use hash join instead of nested loop join. In this case, we have a query where we want to find those that are registered as both supplier and customer, and we will do that by comparing phone numbers. And since the phone number columns are not indexed, we see from explain that hash join is used in MySQL 8.0. And the performance difference is enormous. While this query takes over 2.5 hours in MySQL 5.7, it can be done in 0.5 seconds in MySQL 8. Hash join is also very efficient when queries are I/O bound. So these curves I've shown earlier, it show the performance when the database buffer is big enough to hold all the data. If you have a much smaller database buffer, so that I/O is needed, things are quite different. As you can see, hash join takes only a constant factor longer when storage is involved. But for nested loop join, things are quite different. And the main reason is that the nested loop join, you may have to read the same page multiple times from storage, since the access pattern is random. While for hash join, you save a lot by only doing sequential access. So in this case, hash join was faster when more than 1.5% of the orders table is accessed. Query 13 from TPCH benchmark is a case that shows that if you access large part of a table, hash join is better. So in this case, we will access the entire customer table. There is no conditions on columns in the customer. And we need to make the this the build input, because it is the left side of a left outer join, and when you have left outer join, you cannot switch the order of the two tables involved. And we see that if you use hash join, we will use 45% less time than with nested loop join. Another benefit of hash join is that the filtering may be done before the join, also for the probe input. For nested loop join, you will access the right-hand table before you evaluate any conditions on rows of this table. While for hash join, you can do this filtering before you check any matches. And one example to illustrate this is query 5 of TPCH. In this case, we have two conditions on two tables, region and orders. For the join order chosen by the optimizer, we can apply the conditions on region before the join, since it is on the left hand of a join, the first join. However, since order is a right hand operand, the conditions on order date will be applied after the join for nested loop join. But if we switch to use hash join instead, we can evaluate the conditions earlier. And as we see, if you do that for this query, the execution time is reduced from 14 to 8 seconds. So what can you do to benefit from the improvements enabled by hash join? First, in order to check whether hash join is used, you should check explain. Traditional explain will show using join buffer hash join on the line of the probe input. And with the new 3 explain, you get even more details. Here you can see that the hash join operation has two operands. The top one is the probe input, while the bottom one contains the build input. As already mentioned, if the hash join is not automatically chosen, one can make it be used by disabling the use of indexes for nested loop join. For query 13 that we looked at earlier, we see that there is one possible index, IO cast key. So we can use an index, no index hint, to disable this index. And now we see that hash join will be used. For the other earlier example from TPCH, query 5, we wanted to replace the hash join involving the orders table so that the filtering on order date could be applied earlier. Since there is in this case are multiple tables involved, things become a bit more complex. In order to avoid that the optimizer changed the join order of the first tables, when we disable indexes on orders, we will use the join prefix hint to make sure that the join order for the first tables do not change. So from explain, we can see that the build and the probe inputs and that the filtering is now applied to the orders table before the join condition is evaluated. As you see from this example, the forcing hash join can become a bit cumbersome, and we are working on solution to support a cost-based selection of hash join for these cases. The size of the join buffer will impact the performance of hash join. So in this diagram, we show the performance for our query for different sizes of the join buffer. If the join buffer is 1 gigabyte, we can do in-memory hash join for all sizes of the build input. if the join buffer is 256 megabyte, we will need to use hybrid hash join when more than 40% of the rows are selected. With a 16 megabyte hybrid hash join, we see that, no, sorry, with a 16 megabyte join buffer, we see that hybrid hash join is used in all cases. And if the join buffer is only 4 megabyte, each of the 128 build chunk files will not fit in the join buffer if more than 90% of the rows are selected. So in that case, there will be an extra overhead since each probe chunk file will have to be read twice. However, I think the main message from this diagram is that the overhead of hybrid hash join is not that very high. And so that a big join buffer is not necessary to give good performance of hash join. So how can we check if our join buffer is big enough for in-memory hash join to be used? We can check the performance schema table that have information about memory allocation. It has a special event for hash join, and if the count alloc and the is equal to high count use for a hash join, we know that a single hash table was used, which means that it was able to do the hash join entirely in memory. Otherwise, hybrid hash join has been used, where you have allocated memory for multiple hash tables. In order to be able to estimate how many chunk files are needed, MySQL will try to estimate the size of the build input. Without histograms, this estimate will often be less accurate, especially when we disable indexes, since then it cannot use information from the indexes to do the estimation. So this diagram shows what happens to our query if I remove the histogram on OCustKey. We see that the performance become much less predictable without histograms. Okay, so to sum up, there are many cases where hash join will improve the performance. If indexes are not available, there can be an enormous benefit, but hash join is often better choice when queries are IO bound, or when large part of a table will be accessed, or when there are selective conditions on multiple of the involved tables. I've shown how you can use no index hint to force hash join to be used. And increasing the join buffer size may often improve the performance of hash join. And finally, remember to create histograms.